I'm Adam. I'm at Friends of the Earth's annual conference for 2011 in Nottingham, and I'm talking to Doug Holly from Leicester Friends of the Earth. Welcome, Doug. Doug.
Hi.
Thank you for spending the time with us, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much.
I believe it is Friend of the Earth, the People's Choice. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. I'm the People's Choice, yes.
Good.
Or, as I said last night, your poster boy.
The poster boy for the Leicester Group.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell us a little bit about the Leicester Group. What are you up to?
Well, we are continuing with the major campaigns, of course, but we've recently sort of gone slightly sideways onto supporting the 2020's Plenty campaign to get an increase in the number of 20-mile-an-hour zones in residential areas in the city. And we've had a considerable degree of success in that. It's a thing that Friends of the Earth does support, we know. And so at the moment, that's what we're putting a bit of energy in at the moment, because we also are having a go at the council on wider range of issues, and we're having some success. We've recently had a new elected mayor system in Leicester with a deputy mayor that he appoints, and we're having some success in having that deputy mayor that is also in charge of transport. He's a transport boss now, and we are having some degree of success actually in discussion with him. So we in the last year, I'd say, the last year, 18 months, we probably had more engagement with the city council than we ever had in the years I've been in Friends of the Earth, in Leicester, which is about 30 years now. And for one time, we never had any connection with the council at all. But now we actually are getting quite a lot of engagement with them, and to some extent we are succeeding in our aims. Well, the great, yeah, we tend to be pushing on an open door because they do have these targets themselves, and indeed they had the 40% target before that was being put forward nationally.
Okay, and I understand you've been pretty influential in pushing that door to make sure it's open.
Oh, yes.
So you mentioned 30 years with Friends of the Earth. Is this
your
30th conference?
No, I didn't start coming to conference until about 10 years ago, I think. I came in, I'm never quite sure how long I've been in the group, but I should say from the mid-80s or mid to late 80s. And I came in immediately before that. I was involved with what was then called Transport 2000, and is now called Campaign for Better Transport. And I moved from them into Friends of the Earth.
Okay. And apart from your own award, what would you identify as a highlight of the weekend so far?
I think the get-together of all the last, was it five...
the directors.
Directors, yes, yes. Executive directors, mm-hmm, of Friends of the Earth. That was quite something, because there was quite a range of ideas, but basically it showed you the degree to which Friends of the Earth over the years actually held to its positions. I've been prepared to sort of change them, modify them, yes, but stuck to their guns, basically.
Right. Okay. Doug, thank you very much for your time. If people want to find out more about the People's Choice Award that Doug is the winner of, you can find that on Friends of the Earth's website, www.fo.co.uk. For now, thank you, Doug. Goodbye.
Okay. Cheers.